This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. And it's time for Punter's Postmortem. Punter's Postmortem.
And they're off and racing, and there's a terrific line out of the gate.
Call 1353 53. We've got the best racing experts in town. Welcome to Punter's Postmortem.
What a great run. It's Red Handed and Red Chris. They're going side to side. Red Handed got his head in front. Red Handed in front, close to home, and one.
I do make a habit of winning this race, someone told me, and I said, well, it's a good habit to get into, I said.
Bart was a true icon. Everything that one envisaged was a success. Bart was able to do.
He had a fantastic innate sense about horses, and that came out in his training.
What matters to the once-a-year punter is that Bart Cummings has trained 12 winners, each in a Melbourne Cup. Those dozen victories have justifiably earned him the moniker of the Cup's King.
Even towards the end of his career, and where his health was failing, he was still very much determined to be part of the Melbourne Cup story, which he has created so much of that story.
It's Zima in front, Lightfingers throwing out a desperate challenge. Zima out a neck in front, Lightfingers pegging him back. Lightfingers goes to Zima, they hit the line, locked together. Steady!
Yeah, just a tiny, tiny snapshot of some of the highlights of the legendary career of Bart Cummings, who passed away over the weekend at his Prince's Farm at the age of 87. Had the winner on Saturday as well in partnership with his grandson in James. 12 Melbourne Cups, the first of them back in 1965. But he could train sprinters as well. 4 Golden Slippers, also the way of Bart Cummings. 7 Caulfield Cups, 5 Doncasters, 268 Group 1 events in all, won by the legend they call Bart Cummings. He's passing over the weekend. While sad, been some fantastic tributes right throughout the weekend for the legend that is simply Bart. Good morning to you, Ronnie Duffer. See, you worked very, very closely with Bart for quite some time.
Yeah, look, he's an icon and a legend, and his record speaks for itself, and we should be celebrating a life. And look, it's great to see everyone getting behind it and the tributes, and because he's dead set earned them, that's for sure. And he'll never be forgotten, and he's a lot of his methods will never be forgotten as well in racing. He's a absolute national treasure.
Yeah, other trainers watched him so closely to see his methods and copied his methods with great success. And as far as trainers who've worked under him then got on to big things, they are many. Glenn Munsey joins us from tab.com.au. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, TK. G'day, Ronnie. And not only, Bart, what he did with the horses, but go back and have a look at all the trainers that have become trainers and very, very good trainers that actually were part of Bart's stable. They were his foreman. They learnt their craft off him. So not only was he a great trainer of horses, he was a great trainer of trainers.
Yeah, young ones now like John Thompson, Leon Corstens, of course, Johnny Wheeler, John O'Shea, Guy Walter, have all at some stage been under the guidance of the legendary Bart Cummings. Good morning to Dean Lester from Melbourne. G'day, Dino.
Morning, TK.
Geez, he made Melbourne his own. He made the Melbourne Cup his own. And it doesn't matter that Bart is now past. He will always be the focal point of Melbourne Cup Day.
There's no doubt about that. And that record will stand forever. It has 12 Melbourne Cup winners. And, he was certainly a massive part of this town in that week. And all of our feature races, the honour roll with JB Cummings next to it on all of our feature races is so prominent.
And people loved him, and Bart's horses always started so much shorter than maybe they should have been at Cup time as well, Dean.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that, TK, because the once-a-year punter just gravitated to him because they saw him up on that winner's dais so often.
Yeah, incredible stuff. And always seemed very, very even, Ronnie. We chatted with Darren Beedman about 1 hour ago, and I said to Darren, did he ever give you a spray? And he said, not that I can remember.
No.
Yeah, he always seemed pretty even.
I was apprenticed to him for a while, and look, I don't think I'd ever heard him raise his voice to
really?
Anyone. He was sort of a shy man. He did employ people to raise their voice around him when he ordered it. But as far as he was concerned, he was the boss, and you respected that he was the boss. And if he had something to say to you, it'd be in a pretty calm manner. If he was upset, he might rouse on you, but he wouldn't raise his voice. That's one thing I always remembered about him. He was he's a unique sort of character, and he was a bloke that you had to want to learn off, because he wasn't offering. You had to look and learn, and right. That's why you see the blokes that did learn off him. The guy Walters, though, he was with him from nearly a long time, and Leon Corson, John Thompson, Nigel Blackiston, Matthew Smith to more recently.
Sure.
He certainly left his mark.
It's funny when you think about what made him such a great trainer, and Bart had said in the past, well, patience, it's free. You need that with a horse, and he sort of had that gift. And I was just thinking, when you think that Guy Walter actually came from under Bart, that's one thing that Guy certainly learned from him.
Oh, definitely. Look, that patience just wasn't with his horses. He instilled patience in the people around him as well.
Yeah, well, he must have had patience, mate, to have you as an apprentice, I can tell you.
I think I was the last one. I put him right completely off those apprentices.
Look, we're going to be joined by Anthony. He's got that association with Ronnie, and he's going to join us very, very shortly to pay tribute to his father in the legend, the icon, Bart Cummings. As we open the program, we've been chatting all morning and the boys over the weekend, paying tribute to the life and times of the legendary Bart Cummings, who passed away. And we've been going through all the stats, the 12 Melbourne Cups, the 268 Group 1 events that he won, the 4 Slippers and the 7 Caulfield Cups. But to our next guest, he was simply Dad. And he was a terrific master and learned a tremendous trade from him as well. I'm glad to say Anthony Cummings joins us. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, how are you?
Good, mate. I know it's difficult times. Extraordinary man, but to you, he was Dad.
Yeah, sort of, it's about that. Yeah. Always there, always sort of the guiding force, and, made for a pretty tough weekend.
Yeah, very, very tough.
How's your mum, Anthony?
She's good. She's coped with it pretty well. They were plainly very close, and they'd got 61 years together as of last Friday, so, she's coping with it pretty well.
He had a good life, didn't he?
Oh, I sure did. Meeting the Queen was a bit of a highlight, I suppose. And thinking about racing is it gives people those sorts of opportunities. And, he met all sorts of different people along the way, dealt with them all, evenly, and was respected for the sake of that.
Yeah. What do you think the things he most enjoyed in life? Like he obviously liked probably going to the New Zealand sales. He was the king of the castle in that Crystal Club over the Spring Carnival. He was like Elvis was in the building if he walked in there, and if he singled you out for a conversation, everyone wanted to know you and what he said.
Yeah, that's right. And sort of hang on there and what did he say could win? But the New Zealand thing was always pretty special to him. And it's where I got introduced to horses and looking at horses critically, with an eye to, a race 4 years hence. And, that view sort of sticks, and the education and, we should travel the length and breadth of New Zealand.
The things that probably stick in my mind is his attention to detail. Like he used to weigh his oats to make sure they were full of protein and he wasn't getting robbed.
Sure.
Those cards that he had in the office there before the computers, everything used to be on these little white cards. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, whenever a new sort of a load of oats turned up, I used to get the job of weighing them, and we had a little contraption there, and you fill it up, and make sure that with the right weight, and if they weren't, they just told the bloke to take them away, which never pleased people much, because every now and then someone would try and sneak one in. So they always got short shifts. So, the quality of the feed, as you say, the attention. A lot of people look, but they don't see. He was never like that.
Yeah, Anthony, I always love your quote is that he's taught you everything that you know, but he hasn't taught you everything that he knows, which is a tremendous quote. he was helpful and did everything possible for you?
I mean, I didn't always agree with the method, but I suppose that's the nature of fathers and sons. I'm apparently, so my sons tell me anyway.
They can't be told, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, well, I worked that out on Saturday, and he sort of reminded me of that a few times. But, every day was an instruction. You know, there was, he was like a driving force behind us and the family.
I remember once he gave you the hardest job in racing. He always liked to have the best riders, and your job was to go and get Peter Cook out of bed every morning, which was a pretty tough task.
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, I wasn't easy myself, but I used to have to get Peter. Peter actually rang this morning for a chat. I'd go around there and sort of finish up throwing sort of rocks on the window. And the longer he took, the bigger the rocks got, and then to the point where his missus used to throw him out of there before I broke the house down. He reckons he gave up altogether because I should have to take him home as well. Otherwise, I couldn't pick him up unless I said I'd take him back. And when I got back, they used to put on breakfast, so he used to have a sleep there, and he reckoned I was sitting and broke.
Yeah.
That didn't matter. After about the fifth stake, I think he sort of pulled the pin.
Anthony,
was that in one sitting?
Yeah. Anthony, when you see the outpouring of emotion and, the esteem that your dad was held in must make you and the rest of the family very proud.
Yeah, it certainly does. My dad rang yesterday to offer a state funeral, and your family was happy to accept that. And, you know, as you say, it's a good recommendation.
Too early for details about all the things about the funeral?
Yeah, all that gets sorted out today. We think it'll be at the cathedral next Monday, but that's to be confirmed today.
Anthony, has it been hard to actually grasp what an effect Bart had on non-racing people? Like, we mix with racing people all the time, but the general man in the street still knew who Bart Cummings was.
Yeah, that's true. He did sort of reach out to everybody. And, you don't really understand that as much until something like this happens. And, the sorts of responses you get. So, it's good.
On that point, Anthony, can you remember the time when you first grasped how important your father was to Australian culture, or was it something that you knew from a very young age?
I suppose... honestly, not even sure that everyone grasps it in some respects. But as you said earlier, I mean, he was dad, he was the old man. Sometimes he was other things. He was never sort of seen in that light because he never played to that. You know, he just it was a normal bloke. Well, perhaps not that, but he was always the old man. He was the way he was, you knew a lot of people, and for the sake of the business, and when you're good at it and you get a lot of exposure, you know, a lot of people sort of know who you are, and, you know, by sight and name and all the rest of it. So, we grew up in that. And so the recognition, I suppose, was, part of the expectation in some respects. And it was never anything, as I say, that really, affected him that much. And certainly we weren't taught to act or react to it. It was just sort of part of what you did.
And young James, he's ready to tighten the reins and keep that Leilani Lodge banner up high?
Yeah, he is. He's done a really good job. And I know the old man was pretty proud of what he was achieving. So, that's all pretty good.
Yeah, fantastic. Anthony, we know it's difficult times. It's been fantastic, the emotion that's come out and the tributes that have come out from Bart. We do thank you very much for that. We'll keep everybody informed with the details of the funeral, and we can also say that there's a wonderful tribute being put together by Sky Thoroughbred Central tonight from 7 o'clock, called Bart in His Own Words. We do thank you, mate, and condolences to the family, and thoughts and prayers to the family as well.
Yeah, thanks for that.